Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for June 19th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up, we have Google Podcasts, which we've been talking about here on 9to5 Google Daily for quite some time. We've actually mentioned at the end of several of the last couple dozen shows that you can subscribe to this podcast through Google Podcasts. That's because we actually found out about it a long time ago in our APK Insights, and we've been watching Google slowly develop the app within the Google app. Today, Google finally officially launched the standalone Google Podcasts app on the Play Store, which you can download right now. And it essentially serves as a shortcut. It's a very small download for accessing the podcast section of the Google app. Also today, Google outlined all the details on how, if you're a podcast creator like ourselves, you can get your podcasts properly listed in the app. Next up, we learned that Google Voice is adding signed-in devices list, is prepping incoming call locations, and there's also emergency service addresses in the works. The most important of these is obviously linked devices and numbers, which is basically a new page in the Google Voice app that shows a list of devices that are currently using the Google Voice account, and you can easily from there in that menu disconnect any devices. You can read more about this feature and the rest of the features we found in Google Voice over at 9to5google.com. Next up, our hands-on with Google One was published today. This is a new app that Google announced quite some time ago that will basically serve as your one-stop shop for managing all of your Google Cloud storage needs, support for Google Apps, and other extras and freebies. Google calls them benefits that you'll get for being a Google One subscriber. Our Justin Duino today noticed that his Google One app suddenly started working. Many people have already signed up to be part of Google One, and anyone who has Drive storage currently will automatically be moved over to Google One eventually. So it might be worth heading over to the Play Store, downloading that Google One app, and checking it out for yourself. If you don't have access to it yet, you can head over to 9to5google.com to check out Justin Post, where he basically shows you everything you need to know about the app. And finally today, the Oppo Find X was revealed, which features an interesting take on how to fix the notch problem. Basically, with this device, you can swipe up, which reveals a few cameras, and the phone also has flagship specs, and a launch is expected in North America. You can read all these stories and much more on 9to5google.com, and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning. Thank you.